Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Deadly storms strike the East Coast, but Arkansas forces mobilize to help. Dwayne Hiley, CEO of the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, joined me to discuss his company's power moves. Let's begin first with what's going on in terms of storm response nationally. When we see things like Hurricane Florence that was diminished to a tropical storm eventually, you see electric companies from all over the country mobilize and go help out. And it's happened here in Arkansas when we've had damages too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't understand that there's actually like a business agreement for all of that to happen. What is it and how does it work?
Well, I mean, we actually started, and Hurricane Florence is a great example, you know, 6 days before the storm, as soon as there was a solid forecast that there might be a hurricane, we were on daily coordination calls with our counterparts in those states that might be affected. In the end, Arkansas ended up sending 118 linemen just to assist, and 12 different states from cooperatives, just from electric cooperatives, sent linemen out there. In total, 40,000 linemen were targeted to respond to that storm. Now, we didn't need them all. It turned out to be less of a storm than we expected, but we started 6 days in advance with coordination calls all the way up to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, and Secretary Perry at DOE to coordinate this unified nationwide energy response. If it had been a large hurricane, we were ready.
You had to be prepared for that kind of stuff. So how do you figure out the formula for what you're going to send and when you're going to send them and all that? I mean, how did you come to, we're going to send 118 linemen. You got to obviously keep some people here for some basic stuff too, but how do you figure all of that,
out? There are mutual assistance agreements, we call them, in place. So we've got all the contracts already worked out. So everybody will get paid that goes out to respond. And so it's just a matter of querying the different energy companies and saying, what do you have available? How many can you release?
Yeah.
And if it's a really widespread storm, then we're going to have to get away from that for people to find linemen. But in the end, we always help each other out.
Let's shift and talk energy policy, because you and I have discussed this a lot in the past, particularly when during the Obama administration, the Clean Power Plan was underway. A lot of Arkansas utilities, you guys included, were moving in that direction towards some of the goals that were outlined there. It has been put on pause by the Trump administration. How do you know what you're supposed to be doing, or when the feds are changing the rules on you?
This has been the greatest period of uncertainty in my career in the energy industry. I've been in the industry 36 years and have never seen so much change as what we see right now, or uncertainty. But one thing I know is that coal is no longer king. And I'm not as worried about the loss of coal as we once were, because the economics don't favor coal. And you could say we're in a post-coal world, because the economics of fracking natural gas are better than coal. Solar is better than coal. Wind is better than coal, just on an economic basis today. So as I look forward, I can see a day when in Arkansas some of the existing coal will retire. There's motions in place right now that might cause that to happen under existing law, not even Clean Power Plan, but laws that were passed before then. But when that happens, we're already prepared for that. So in 2012, we acquired gas-based assets that could replace those coal-based assets if they go away. And now we've been adding solar to our mix, we've been adding wind to our mix, and I can see the day that when that coal goes away, we'll just be already generating with renewables to replace that energy.
But the markets really control that economics, and then when the government does intervene and maybe put some pressure on you guys to move in a certain direction, you obviously have to listen to it. You're regulated by them.
Absolutely.
But the market forces are still what's directing you to make some of these decisions.
I mean, we're on track with the original Paris Agreement climate goals, even without those climate goals, as a nation, simply because the cost, the economic forces have driven coal generation down and largely been replaced with natural gas, and fracking has made that possible at much lower cost and much lower carbon emissions. So we're reducing our carbon footprint. Also, energy efficiency. Since 2007, there's been no increase in electrical consumption nationwide. So imagine that. There's been more meters. There's more households, even in Arkansas, there's more households, and we're growing about 1.5% a year in terms of households, but we're not selling any more kilowatt hours because, like right now, you know, when your light bulb burns out, you replace it with an LED bulb, uses a lot less energy. When your air conditioner breaks, you can't buy an air conditioner as bad as that one that was built 20 years ago. I mean, you're going to replace it with a more efficient air conditioner, and so every one of our consumers is using less energy, using their energy more efficiently, and so that's helping control costs on the electric bill. We're having, when we look at our long-term plans, in my entire career, we were always planning our next power plant because load was always growing, demand was always growing. But we're not planning a new power plant now because demand is not growing, and that's good for everybody's cost.
Because power plants cost a lot of money.
Power plants cost billions of dollars.
Yeah, and you've got to pass that on to recover costs on that. So when you don't have to build those new assets, those new billion-dollar plants, and you're working with what you have, that's what helps manage those electricity
bills. Our next power plant is being built in every consumer's home right now, every time they change a light bulb.
That's Dwayne Hiley, CEO of the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. You can catch more of our interview at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. If you want to sign up for our free daily email, you can do that and get the latest news from Northeast Arkansas. Just go to talkbusiness.net, look for the newsletter box, sign up, and click the one that you want to receive. That's talkbusiness.net. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.